Hi, everyone. I know I'm on vacation and everything, but I thought with today's reading from 1 Thessalonians that it's appropriate. So we end the end of the church year, and in light of things that have happened in the last week, I thought it was appropriate. So let's read from 1 Thessalonians 4, starting at verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. In this last week, there are two people who have passed on, one I've known all my life, and the other I've only known in the last couple of years. My grandmother on my dad's side, my Grandma B, Grandma Baumgarten, passed away at the age of 92. I'll be going back to Michigan to do some things with the family to take care of that. And then a member of our congregation passed away. And so, you know, these times, when we have this opportunity to reflect on life and faith and death and the sadness and grief that come with death, it can be challenging because we miss the people, even though, you know, we've had a lifetime with them. We miss them. And as I always say when we do funerals, it's okay to be sad about that. It's okay to weep. It's okay to mourn. In fact, it's natural and we should. You know, even Paul says we grieve differently. That doesn't mean we don't grieve. And I think some people misunderstand that in this Christian life, that we're not supposed to be sad. Even though we know with confidence where the other person is, they're in the arms of Jesus, they're with God and resting peacefully, and we know that they're in a far better place than this one. However, it doesn't mean that we ignore our feelings. That doesn't mean we deny ourselves the opportunity to grieve. We grieve. We grieve with sadness. We grieve with tears. We grieve with condolences and weeping. That's part of it. That's part of the natural way of life. Jesus wept at Lazarus's tomb, even though he knew that Lazarus was going to be raised up. The woman who lost her son that Jesus raised was weeping and mourning. It's what we do as humans. And I think sometimes we deny that. And we say, well, you know, so-and-so, you know, Grandma B wouldn't want us to be sad. Grandma B would want us to have a party, you know, and not do the things that bring sadness. But we have to. We have to. Because that's for us. The process of grieving, is one of those things that we have to go through. I should say we will go through, regardless of how we choose to do it. If we choose not to be sad, if we choose to deny our grief, it's going to come. It's going to come at times when we least expect it. We can't stop it. So it's best for us to grieve together, grieve at the same time, grieve over the ones we've lost. It's okay to do that. We're supposed to. So yes, there'll be times when we can celebrate. There'll be times for parties. There'll be times for, you know, toasting and cheers and all of that stuff. But first we need to grieve. We need to recognize what's happened. And for those of us who have faith in Christ, for those of us who have died in the faith, there is that hope, that sure and certain hope of the promises that God has made. And so even though we are alive and those who have passed on are, as Paul says, have fallen asleep, they don't grieve anymore. There's no more tears where they are. But we do, but with a confidence. We grieve in sadness, but with a hope. With a hope that is undeniable, a hope that is in God himself, a hope that's been given to us by Christ, a hope that says we will see each other again. We will weep and mourn for now, but soon there will be joy and dancing. We will be together in Christ. Sorry for the wind. That's the way that it is down here. That's okay. But that's the way we do it. That's the way we grieve. And we grieve all sorts of things like that. You know, as we look to the people that have passed on and we are saddened by their passing, we also have a confidence in Christ that he's going to raise us up, that he's going to come and he's going to take us all, as he tells the disciples, to be with him where he is. And where Christ is, there is joy everlasting. So while we make plans for funerals, we make plans for burials, we make plans for all sorts of things, we do so with solemnness. We do so with grief in mind. We do so not denying the sadness that is there with us. And we also do it with a joy and hope that this isn't the end for us, that Jesus Christ has defeated death and that he has made the promise to raise us up to be with him. And that includes all of those who have gone before us. So as we say in the funeral liturgy, we look forward to the glorious resurrection and the wonderful reunion that will take place when we're all raised up. So God be with you as we near the end of the church year. God be with my family and with Bob's family. And know that we share in the hope of Christ and the glorious resurrection and the wonderful reunion and the life everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen.